Today's learning is really nice. I'm losing for Shaya. Moshe and the roof can bless Moshe as real Yisrael and Nafar Moshe. Be a schuss for Shalem Achayim Moshe Shev and Malkim and Brach Masar Malkim and Ditzchum and Fegel Dina and a schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we started last week, Thursday, we started Simon Reishai and Gimel talking about the halachas of Kiddush and Malkim Suda. As I mentioned, this is an extremely, extremely important topic. Okay, so we started off the first thing we said is that you have to make your kiddush b'makom suda, right? You're not yotze your kiddush if you do not make it b'makom suda. If somebody makes kiddush and does not eat at a minimum a kazayas, they are not yotze the kiddush. The kiddush was a brachal of atala if it was Friday night. And we also said that you have to kiddush b'makom suda means it's got to be in the same room. Ideally, you should be making kiddush in the place that you are going to be eating. But if you go from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, it's okay, right? So, for example, classic example, you are by a simcha. You don't want to make kiddush yourself. You want to be meitzer with the guy making kiddush. The room's a very large ballroom. You can't hear. There's noise. You can't hear the guy. So you have no choice. You'll walk closer to the person making the kiddush, and then you'll walk to your seat to eat your meitzer. That is okay. If you're making kiddush yourself, you shouldn't do that. Make the kiddush at the place that you're going to be eating. We were up to the Rima in Sif Aleph. Says the Rima, umibayas lesukah, to go from your house to your sukkah, chashev mipina lapina, is counted as you're going from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room. Now, in the face of this, very exciting. I can make kiddush in my house. It's raining. So I make kiddush in my house, and then all of a sudden I realize it stopped raining. I go outside to eat, right? But that's not really what we just said. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. What does it mean that that from your house to your sukkah is considered one? We'll see. It's not as broad as we think it is. Umibayis l'sukkah kugoyin. For example, sheyard k'sham. It's raining. V'kiddush mibayis. I made kiddush in my house. V'achekach pasku k'shamim. And now it stopped raining. V'roitz alecha b'sukkah. And I want to eat in the sukkah. Now I haven't eaten yet because if I ate already, I already was yaitz my kiddush l'makom suda. I did not eat anything yet, but I want to now go out to sukkah. V'hu adin lahepach. I go out to my sukkah to make kiddush, and all of a sudden, the downpour starts. I finish the kiddush, it starts pouring, so I want to go into my house and start my meal. Shekiddush b'sukkah, v'yardu b'kshamim, and now it starts raining, v'raitz lechem b'bayis, and now I want to go into the house to eat. V'chol zeh ain't tzarech l'kaddush shenis. You don't have to daven, you don't have to make kiddush again. U'mayri, what does this mean, m'bayis l'sukkah? We're not talking about a sukkah that is outside of your house on your back porch. This is talking about a sukkah that is in your house. You opened up the roof. You put up walls within your house. That is what he's calling me. Bias l'sukkah is considered like going from one corner to another corner. Why? The ain't sham hafsik mechitza acheretz rach mechitza sukkah. The only hafsik between the makam you make kiddush and the sukkah is the walls of the sukkah. The alkane, therefore, Svira law, the machabra holds the cave and shame chitzas asukkah asuya latashmish elul shem mitzvah sukkah. Why do you have walls in the middle of your house in this situation? Because you wanted to make your sukkah kosher. Chashiv kimipina lapina below mechitzas. That's considered as if you went from one corner to the next. The kaimalan, that fila lehaisa daita mitchila lekach, that even if you didn't intend to do this originally, ain't tzarech l'kaddush shenis, you don't have to make a kiddush again. Aval im asukah suya michutz labayis, if your sukkah is outside of your house, shemechitzas abayis mafsika, so you have the walls of your house separate you from your sukkah, havale kemecheda lecheda, that's like going from one room to another room. Because ain't daita mitchila tzarech l'kaddush shenis, that if I don't have my intention before, and meaning, if I make kiddush in my dining room and I have in mind that I plan on eating my suda in my kitchen, for whatever reason, it's a separate room. I make the kiddush in my dining room. Again, it's not the right way to do it, but let's say I did that, then I can go have b'yotza, my kiddush from makom suda, in the next room, but I have to have that in mind. So the same thing over here. If I make kiddush in my house, and then I'm going to go out to my sukkah, which is outside, it will only be allowed if I had intention that, hey, if it stops raining, I plan on going outside. But just to arbitrarily go outside, that would not work. And I would, if I want to do that, I would have to make kiddush. I would have to make kiddush again. The kishen daita mechitzah tzarich l'kaddush shenis im loy shereis mekayim yerisha on the common. As we're soon going to learn, that if I want to go from one room to the next, I need one of two conditions. Either I have to have in mind beforehand, okay, very important. So you're making kiddush in one room and your intention is to eat in the next room, okay? You have to have in mind that you can eat in the next room. So let's go, or Rayas Mekayme, or you have to see it. So we're going to get into this shortly, but using our same example, you're at a simcha and the simcha is taking place in two rooms, right? They have one room, they have some of the people, the other room, they didn't have enough room for everybody. So they have some room. And you want you don't want to make your own kiddush. You want to be yaitza from somebody else. That person is making kiddush in room A. You want to eat in room B. So either rayas mekayma, if you can see from your room to the next room, then it would be okay. Or if you have in mind when you hear the kiddush that you plan on eating your food in the next room. Zero beya divra arama. This is what the lufi mashav aron amogan avram. This is the way the mishabur says. I just explained to you this short little rama, based on how the Magen Avraham explains it. There are poskim who disagree with this entire thing. As I explain in the Bi'alacha, if I want to go ahead and switch rooms after Kiddush, it's better drink a Revius wine in that place that you made your Kiddush, and I'll explain that in a moment. That will now be considered makom suda. So you don't have to make kiddush again. Now, what he's talking about is as follows: how do I have kiddush with makom suda? So, and I'm going to give you a little bit of heads up on what we're going to learn a little bit later, because these are you say this that are going to be important for the whole thing. Friday night with makbid kiddush with makom suda should be chala. Okay. The Rav said that if we're Simchas Torah, we're in shul, and we don't have a choice, people have to eat, or they're going to be weak, or whatever it is. So then, Shasat Chag was Simcha Nekezayis of Mezainis. But Be'etzem, the minig is that Friday night, Yontav by night, where Kiddush is Dairaisa, unless it's a Shasat Chag, you should not make Kiddush unless you're ready to eat your actual meal, wash for your meal. Shabbos morning, we are Noyig, that we will make Kiddush, and we'll make kiddush even if only we're having mezainis. In order to be yaitza kiddush or makom suda, we have to have a kezayis of mezainis. Now, what we're going to learn shortly, and that's what he's referencing over here, that if I don't have a kezayis of mezainis, but instead of having the kezayis of the mezainis, I have a revius wine. We'll see, there's two shitas, either the revius I'm actually drinking from the kiddush or an additional revius above that. Then I can go ahead and that be yotza my kiddush makom suda with a revius wine. So that's basically saying over here, if you're going to change rooms rather to go eat your meal rather than just changing, is drink a revius wine in the room that you heard the kiddush in. This way you yotza kiddush makom suda with the revius wine, and then you can go over into the other room. Now, why is this so negayim? Really, the timing is perfect for this time of the year. Is because we have Pesach coming, right? Now, Pesach, sometimes you come home from shul, and you're having guests, and you want to make Kiddush, right? You don't want to wait. Now, the problem is, unless you eat Gebrucks, you're probably not having Mezainis, okay? So if you eat Gebrucks, you can have a Kezayis Mezainis, no problem. But if you don't eat Gebrucks, you're not having a Kezayis Mezainis. So how will you be Yotza, Kiddush Rebakam Suda, when you come home from shul, and you don't want to wash right away, Yontav in the morning? And there, that is the Eitzah. The Eitzah is that you can make Kiddush, okay? Eat your Shahakal cake. It's not Kiddush Shemakam Suda. So you go ahead and you drink for your Suda another Revius wine, and then you can have Kiddush Shemakam Suda, even though you're not having a Mezainis at that point. Again, like I said, we're going to discuss more as we proceed through this Siman. Okay. Let's go back to the Mechaber, okay? So the Mechaber said, from one corner of the room to another corner of the room, that is okay, okay? The Yeshayim says the Mechaber, Shekol Sheroya Mekoymai, Afilu Mibayas Lachatza. So till now, he said, you have to be in the same room, one corner to the next. But the Yeshayim is a little bit Michael, and they say, and this, by the way, the Rav spoke about it at length when we had Erev Pesach was Shabbos. Right, so we had the whole problem with the challah. We don't want to eat the challah in the house. People wanted to make kiddush in the house, then go out to the backyard and eat the hamaitzi. Right, so this the who are they saimachon to be able to do that? Anybody who sees his place, from your house to your chutzah, to your courtyard, and it's Arach Lachsav L'Kaddish. So the Yeshayim says, you don't have to be in the same room. You have to either be in the same room, or at least be Royas Mekaymai. The Yeshayim, the those who say, She'im Kiddush V'makam Echad, Al Das Lecha B'makam Echad, that there's another Heter, that I could be in two different rooms, but I just have to have in mind to switch rooms from where I make Kiddush to where I eat, Shapur Dami, that is okay as well. Now, we'll get to momentarily, there are some limitations to that, but let's first see the Mishnah Berurah on this, okay? The bottom line is, what did Mishnah Berurah say? That it's rather than just being okay from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room to be Yaitzeh Kiddush Makom Suda, I can do Kiddush in one room and then switch to another room, or Kiddush in one room and go outside to my courtyard, as long as one of two conditions are met. Either I had in mind, or I'm Rayas Mekaymai, then it would be okay as well. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shekol Sharaya Mekaymai, Shekem Sheyachal Mekaymai, Suda Liris as Makam Shekiddush, since in the place that you're going to eat, you are able to see the place you made Kiddush, Afilo Derech Achaloin, even if it's through a window, Afilo Rak Miksas Mekaymai, you only see part of the area, Chashav Hakam Makam Echam, that's considered one place, and therefore it's considered Kiddush Makam Suda. Afilo Mibayis Lechatzar, even if you're going from your house to the courtyard. Buhu Adim Mibayis Lebayis, so I'm going from one house to another. There's no public thoroughfare, really not public, but a private, Shvila Yachad means a place that people get to walk by in between. So you have two houses very close to each other, right? And you're Rayas Mekaymai, it's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah in general, which should not be Saymach on Rayas Mekaymai. Unless you have no choice. We should not be simich just on Reyes Mekaymai, and unless b'di'evit. As we discussed, then Erev Pesach, that was Shabbos, maybe that is a Shasat Chag. Now, the last thing the Mechaber said was that even if it's in two different places, as long as you had in mind two different rooms, as long as you have in mind. So there's a couple of limitations to that. It's only both places on one house. I can't have in mind that I'm making Kiddush in my house. I'm having in mind I'm going to eat in my neighbor down the block's house, my Suda. That doesn't work. But it works from one room to another. From the roof to the ground. That's the halacha. It has to be under one roof, says the Mishnah Berurah. So if I have in mind that I'm going to switch places, like I said, right? So you're hearing Kiddush, you don't want to make Kiddush yourself, you're not feeling well, you don't want to drink yourself, or you went to a dry simcha, unfortunately, and there's no alcohol. So you cannot make Kiddush over there, right? And there's one person making Kiddush, but you're eating in the next room. Again, it has to be part of the same house. It has to be controlled by the same people. It can't be in a different person's house, but in the same place, as long as you had in mind to go ahead and eat in the other place, then it is considered okay. Now, by the way, interesting, if you have a porch without a roof, so that's problematic. If you raise mekaymai b'shasat chag, you can be saimach on the raise of mekaymai, but if not, it's not under the same roof. Reb Al-Yashif says that if you have a awning, as long as the awning doesn't start more than three tvachim away from the house, you know, sometimes the awning's attached to the house, it starts right away. Sometimes it starts a little further away. As long as there isn't three tvachim from the house to where the awning starts, Reb Al-Yashif said that's considered under one roof. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Mr. Shem, we will start with Sif Beis tomorrow.
All right.